So have you heard of the men's table before? I've got to say this is something that has crossed my path that I've never heard of before, and I'm going to find out a little bit more on your behalf from Anthony Garnham. Anthony, how are you doing today?
Yeah, pretty well, Andrew. There's a lot going on at the moment, isn't there, in the world?
That's fair to say. Tell us a little bit about men's table. What's it all about?
Okay, well, it starts with the fact that men are far more reluctant than women to seek help, and they're even less likely to turn to professional help. So that's sort of where we come in. And we're a national grassroots not-for-profit organisation. We get men together to openly share their stories, their highs and lows of their lives, and to chat and listen in a relaxed atmosphere.
Why is it important for guys to get together to be able to feel free to be able to share their stories, Anthony?
Well, I think it's as good a time as any for men to be thinking about their mental health and their emotional well-being. I mean, really, Andrew, it's been a tough week, year, number of years, fires, drought, COVID, floods. And men are, as I said before, reticent to come forward. And to have a group of men around them where they can really talk is great. And joining a table is actually an easy step for men to take. A problem shared is a problem halved.
I'm a big fan of that particular saying. We do actually have an initiative up here called Where There's a Will, and they talk about the fact that it's not weak to speak. You know, in fact, perhaps it takes a greater strength to be able to stand up and say something when things aren't going terribly well.
I totally agree with you. And the organisation started when our founder shared his deep thoughts, and he was having challenges with both marriage and in his small business. And he was quite surprised that then the two guys he was chatting with immediately shared their stories, and something went off. He said, he thought to himself, I'm onto something. And we have our little guidelines just to keep things simple and make it a little bit different from an ordinary catch-up down at the pub.
Mm-hmm.
You might be interested to hear that.
Yeah, what are those guidelines?
The most important one is no fixing. So that's about giving men the ability to listen to each other without judgment. I must say it's a massive learning curve for me personally. Also, to keep away from politics and religion.
Huh.
Otherwise, the meetings would be very short.
Yeah.
And a byproduct of this structure is that we can sort of move towards really good friendship. And, you know, one of the other beauties is that we get men from all different ages. And when you can get men, some older men mixing with some younger men, there's some magic that happens, Andrew. You know, and I'm sure you've come across settings where that happens.
It's interesting you mentioned about the no fixing, and I can't stress how important I think that is. A number of us have read that book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, and we'd learned from that when you come up with a problem for a guy, they want to find a solution. That's our first reaction. But really, sometimes it's nice just to be able to be heard.
That's quite a few years ago, but that truth still holds.
Yeah.
We have a little saying sort of in our marketing materials, we don't just talk about footy and stuff. But we really talk about how we feel. And I think that it's often a situation where men don't have that space where they can talk freely.
Anthony, if anybody would like to find out more about Men's Table, where can they go?
At the Diggers on York, we're having an information night in Singleton, 16th of March from 6 p.m. to 7:30. Or you can have a look on our website, www.themenstable.org. Get involved. And finally, it's on your community website.
On our community page at 2andm.com.au?
It is.
Yep.
It is. And just one other point to throw in the mix here.
Sure.
Just a shout out to the women in your community, because one of the biggest referrer groups of men to the men's table is actually our women, because they, of course, are naturally much better at this sharing.
Mm.
And so if they can nudge their men forward, that can be really helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. Wherever there's an opportunity to be able to share, as far as I'm concerned, it's truly important. The Men's Table is a wonderful initiative. Anthony Garnham, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it today.
Thanks very much, Andrew. Appreciate it.